I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on WordMaster, we continue our discussion with University of Delaware English professor Ben Yagoda about his recent book called The Sound on the Page, Style and Voice in Writing.
He based the book on interviews he had with more than 40 writers who he considers to have a strong personal style. And Ben Yagoda says a distinctive voice begins with originality in what the writer has to say.
The worst possible thing is to use the phrases that everyone else is using, because then you just sound like everyone else. So trying to become aware of the cliches in the language and the ones you use yourself, being aware of vocabulary so that at the very least you're using the word that you intend to use and not something else. So, you know, really it's like a clearing away of the underbrush that I think is the first step. Reading your work out loud, I think, is probably the best single piece of advice. We talk about voice and hearing your writing. Those are all metaphors. But if you can make that literal by reading aloud, that can certainly help.
Well, that actually raises a good question a lot of people have, which is, are you writing for the ear? Are you writing it for the eye? Should there be a conscious difference between the two?
That's a great question, and in fact, one of my conclusions in this book, and looking at all different kinds of writers who are distinctive, is that of the different things that differentiate writer styles, probably the one I'd think of as most important is the extent to which that writer is more of a spoken writer or a written writer. I mean, on the one hand, you have Elmore Leonard, spoken detective writer, or Hemingway. On the other hand, Henry James, and, you know, everywhere in between. And pretty much everybody has a mix, and either one can work. Certainly, if you're writing a hard-boiled detective novel, you don't want to sound like Henry James, and if you're, you know, writing a dissertation for tenure, you don't want to sound like Elmore Leonard. So the kind of thing you're writing necessitates part of it. But even within any genre or form of writing, there's a lot of room for stylistic differentiation.
What can students of English as a foreign language learn from reading styles in English?
They can learn everything, and certainly that's my students who are mostly native speakers, usually quite bright and interested in all that, but the biggest problem in their writing stems from the fact they haven't read enough. So reading as much as you can and as many different kinds of writing as you can is the single best thing for improving your own writing, whether you're a native speaker or learning English as a second language.
So that promotes what in the learning process?
It promotes awareness of the way different writers work, of different vocabulary, of different rhetorical effects like irony and metaphor. And, you know, some of it is conscious. You say, oh, I see the way Kurt Vonnegut uses irony. But more of it is unconscious or subliminal. I mean, when you read these things carefully, you absorb it. And then when you're sitting looking at your blank piece of paper or your computer screen, the things that you've read suddenly become part of your array of options in your own writing, and then it gets bigger and bigger and richer and richer.
One last question. Has your style changed after writing this book?
I would say I'm more aware of my style. I was looking at a piece I wrote 15 or 18 years ago, and, you know, it sounded too fancy. There were too many big words. And, you know, I'm a fan of big words when they serve a purpose, but it seemed like it was a little too literary for not necessary reasons. So I think, whether it's because of this book or maturity or whatever, my style has become a little bit simpler over time.
University of Delaware English professor Ben Yagoda is author of the book The Sound on the Page, Style and Voice in Writing. We asked him to recommend a few other books noteworthy for their style and voice.
He suggested works like Cat's Cradle and Slaughterhouse-Five by Kurt Vonnegut, The White Album and Slouching Towards Bethlehem by Joan Didion, and The Right Stuff and The Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test by Tom Wolfe.
And that's WordMaster for this week. All of our segments can be found online at voanews.com/wordmaster. And our email address is word@voanews.com. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi